Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Kilaim Daf Yotes and the Oiz V'Adar edition, Perek Sheni, in the middle of Halacha Vov. We learned in the Mishnah that you're not allowed to plant mustard or saffron next to a field of grain, but you could plant it next to a field of vegetables. And the reason is because usually nobody plants these types and next to the vegetable, it ruins the vegetables. And therefore, everybody knows that it's done, not for the purpose of keeping it there, but only to test it. Says the Gemara in the top of the Yotes Amud Aleph, Masnisin de Abudo. Our Mishnah goes according to Abudo, Tetani. It says in the Braisa, Ein mekivin chardol v'chario ele lechasyos bilvad divrei Rameir. Rameir says, you're allowed to surround mustard and saffron only around chasyos. Chasyos is onions and garlic. Only these fields you are allowed to surround with chardol and charia, not anything else. Rabbi Yudo, you may let koil makifim chardol and charia. No, you can surround everything with mustard and saffron. Chutz min atvua, except for grain fields. But everything else you could, which means all vegetables you could, which that's like our Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon, you may let koil makifim chardol and charia. Rabbi Shimon is a third sheet who says you can surround everything with chardol and charia with no exceptions. Small gardens of vegetables you could surround with chardol chariah because that's really not common to put chardol chariah around small gardens. And the Rash Sirulo explains that he's coming to argue to say not big fields of vegetables, only small gardens. Says the Gemara, there's another way where one can plant and test chardol chariah, which is mustard and saffron. Tani mutar hu adam lizroya l'toich sadehu. Person can plant in his field, the middle of his field, shur shel chardol v'charia, a row of chardol v'charia, ubilvad she'ase oirech shura, as long as he does it a length of a full shura, which is oirech eser amos sumechza, the length of 10.5 amos, al roicha milur, on the roicha, on the width of the milui of a shura, shura is 6 tochim. I mean, if a person does a full shura of 10.5 by 6, it's very clear that it's not mixed with the field, but it's standing on its own. Omar Abulazar, Loishonu ela sodiktano, habigdoilo loy. We talk about a small field, not a big field. So here, Reb Chaim is different than all the Mefarshim on the Daf. Most of the Mefarshim on the Daf learn that only by sodiktane you can do a shura, but a sodigdoilo you cannot do a shura. And we will stick here with the Pshat Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim here has the entire few lines of the Gemara all connected to each other. So the Gemara says right now, in a small field, the only way you can show that the row is separate from the field is only by having this very big length and width. But if it's a big field, there's other ways to do it. And that's what the Gemara is going to continue on according to this in the next line. Eizu gedoylo ve'eizu ktano. What's the difference between a gedoylo and ktano? Im yesh bad levan beis roiva zo gedoylo. If you have between the different leaves of the rows that are existing in the field, you have a full beis roiva. Beis roiva means 10 by 10. So if within the field, there is a space of beis roiva, so although usually in order to plant another seed next to a field, you need to have a space of roiva, of 10 amo. Here there is a way to create a space even though it's not a full roiva, I mean, it's only half a base roiva, because there is a field, there's a large field, and there's a base roiva space in the middle, and right there in between, in the middle of that base roiva, a person is going to plant his mustard. So even though the space between each corner of the field, which where you have everything planted, is only half a base roiva, not the full base roiva, it's fine over here. Why? So the way Reb Chaim explains it, because you could create, potentially, could create what we learned earlier, which is called Rosh Torah. Rosh Torah is the triangle shape. So if I want to, I can go from the half of the field and going towards the existing field. If I want to plant there in an angle, in a triangle, so then it's going to be fine. We learned earlier that the triangle shape you can do as close as possible to the next seed. So even though right now it's not a triangle, it's only a straight line on each side, but if you put mustard in the middle, you're able to create a triangle. So he says, Reb Chaim, what do you see from here? In order to create a triangle, you need to have a half a base roiva. That's why we're crying here to have at least a half bisroiva. So he's saying, if you have a space of a bisroiva, you could create two triangles on each side. You could plant in the middle mustard. But if you don't have a bisroiva, it means it's a small field. So I don't have a way to make a triangle. If I don't make a triangle, the only way to plant mustard is to have one very long and wide row. So according to this, continues the Gemara and says, "Leis hado pligol abirchanan." This argues abirchanan. Abirchanan amar Rosh Torah ba michur ba'aso. We learned earlier. Abirchanan learns you can't create a potential triangle. According to Abirchanan, triangle needs to be a triangle. That can be in a dry land where it depends on the pshatim that we learned earlier. Does it mean he's about to create a triangle or the triangle has disappeared and used to be a triangle? But according to Rabbi Yochanan, I cannot make a triangle. It doesn't exist in a dry land, which according to one of the pshatim could go and you fill it up. A triangle needs to be there planted originally. Here you were saying that because I have the potential of creating a triangle, that's good enough. That l'chura does not go according to Rabbi Yochanan. It's like Morris says, this is not like Rabbi Yochanan. Says the Gemara, Tamon Lezorin, Kan Liyarokos. Rechon spoke about putting a grain next to a grain. Here you're putting a grain, putting the mustard next to vegetables. Avagav de Rechon Polig Bezroim, Moidu Ocha Beyarokos. He's arguing by Zroim, there you're more Machmir, because it looks more like Kilayim. But putting it next to vegetables, where it's more Nikar, so there is more Makel, and even though it's only a potential triangle, that should be good enough according to this idea. This, again, we explained this Gemara according to Reb Chaim, the other Mefarshim, Adivim Shatim, according to all the Mefarshim, so the Gedoyim, you need a larger space of mustard. And what we're talking about, Pligal Abirchanon, is referring to what the Mishnah said, that you could put mustard around a vegetable field, meaning that that's like a triangle concept. And this, for some reason, doesn't fit with Rabbi Yochanan's idea of who is more Machor, the triangle. That's how the Pshat of the other Mefarshim on the Daf goes. Continues the Gemara and says, greed. Greed is a dry area in the field. A person has a field, and then there's an area which is different. It has different soil, and it's dry. That dry area is separated from the field, and muto is rubber called min shiritzi. You can plant there whatever you want, and separate from the regular field. Continues the Gemara, if you test them with base. You need to plant out of the greed. The Gemara understands the greed is a shura of six tvachim. So you need to plant at least half of that area, which means at least three tefachim, to show that it's different, that it's not mixed with the field. When a person has an area next to a fence, so that area next to the fence automatically has a din of a grid and a din of dry land, even though it's the same soil, but because it's next to the fence, so that's why it's considered to be dry. So if it's samach lagadir, if you plant three samach lagadir, that's like greed, and that is considered to be something else where you could plant separate thing than the field. If it's like the ois vav, the letter vav, meaning there's six tefachim of greed, and there's one tefach that sticks out to the right or to the left. So if he planted three out of six, and then he planted one that sticks out, so the din is because the three works, so also the extra one, which is right near it, connects with it, is also saved, and it can be a different type. But if he planted only two tefachim out of the grid instead of three, so that's not good enough. And now he added a third one, which is sticking out, like the letter vav. Because the two doesn't work, so the third one doesn't work, meaning the only way to use a grid is to have three tefachim consecutively in one line. Hayasham grid shuro v'shura goder, meaning there is one line of grid, then there is a regular line, regular field, and then there is the line of the fence. So there's three lines, one after another. Grid, regular, fence. So the din is choivshim es ashura. That middle line, that is butel to the grid. Whatever you plant in the grid, you have to plant in the line. Don't tell me the grid is standing on its own, the fence is standing on its own, and whatever is in the middle can be its own thing. Because it's surrounded with the grid and gadir, you need to plant whatever you have in the grid. We're going to use now the Gyusa Reb Chaim. Gagoy shel gadir kesodos. The top of a fence is like the fields, meaning if a person has a field, and then he has a fence, and he wants to plant on top of the fence. So we treat it like you treat sadas that are elevated from each other. As the Gemara goes on and explains, shtei sadas zu al gabei zu. You have two sadas, one is more elevated than the other. Hal yoino smucho lechoritz. You look at the top one as if it's next to a choritz. Choritz means a ditch. So even though it's the same field, or one comes higher than that, you look at the top one as if it's right next to a ditch, and you can plant in the top different what's on the ditch. Continues the Gemara daf Chof Amud Aleph. You look at the bottom one as if it's next to a fence. The same way you could plant until a fence, you could plant the bottom field until you reach that elevated field. Meaning when you have one field next to another, one is higher than the other one, you could plant in the top field a different mean than the one you're planting in the bottom field. Because the bottom field is as if it's next to a fence, and the top field is as if it's next to a ditch. It's considered to be that they're separate from each other, you can plant in both. So you mainly says the Gemara, and that's the Gemara concludes according to the Pshat of Chaim. Devia Briane Amre, God there on a fence, Mutar Lizura Boy, Kol Min Sheyirtse. That's the Gersa of Vilna Goyen. You can plant on top of a fence any mean you want. So if you have a field below and it has one mean, on the gadir, you can plant something else. The same way when you have two fields, you can plant in a top field something different than the bottom field. When you have a field and a fence, you can plant on the fence something else than what's on the field itself. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Kilayim Daf Yutes.